Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning was a particularly great morning after the last night. It was a particularly not a bad night. I think we got a... I mean, I'm talking about the Liverpool game.
But you described every day, basically.
What do you mean?
A great night, a great morning.
No, but it wasn't... You know what? It was... The last goal was not there. Didn't play well.
No. We didn't play well, and I think... This team is very, very talented. They're young. They're not something that can actually bother a team like Liverpool. But they played well. They got some players that played very well. Very fast, big, strong.
But I think maybe it's possible that they gave them like don't break your legs, don't go too hard. We still got the league game at the end of the week.
So why do we put the
best?
I don't know if the best. It made some changes from a couple of games, but the best front three. Salah just came back from injury.
That I understand because he needs back to action. And he played straight 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was a small injury. I don't think it was a huge injury.
But still, I don't know.
Yeah.
He needed this. He needed this win, and we got a very comfortable win, very easy.
Is it? It was an easy win, but you know, it was.
Wasn't our best game.
Well, no, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't
our best game, and I'm surprised because usually, especially this year, the games that Milner is opening, is starting in the 11.
Yeah,
we control the game.
We did control the game.
Not enough. Not enough. The defense was a little bit weak. They had a lot of balls behind them.
Quite a bit weak. I think they're studying the way Liverpool is opening. I think, you know, that high press.
Yeah.
For instance, what United did to us with a very, very low, very low press, yeah. Mm-hmm. When they were sitting back, they, you know, all the 11 players sitting on the inside, it's very difficult to actually get a goal like this, you know. And we still managed to get a goal. So we're not that bad.
Nah, we don't have a problem.
Nah, we don't. We really don't have a problem. So guys, what I want to say is that, it's a lovely morning. Birds are singing, it's still silly season. So just be careful what you do. I want to talk about something that, the guy that was here before was talking about. It's Howard Feldman. I like the show, especially on a Thursday. It's a very nice show on a Thursday. I don't have time the normal morning to listen to it. But on Thursday it was a nice show because, I like the philosophy and the psychology with David. And, I think that, you know, the apologizing was the main thing.
What did they talk about? They were apologizing.
If you've done something wrong, you must apologize. You must take responsibility.
Yeah.
If you've done something wrong, you must take responsibility. I don't know. For me, this is a man's world. We don't need to apologize. Men are known as stupid. And that's it. And we are doing our own thing. So we're supposed to stop apologizing now to the world. Just, you know what? Don't do it again. It's fine. Don't apologize. What? Did ever your wife apologize to you because she's done nothing wrong to you? This is your fault. It's always your fault. Wasn't it always your fault?
I'm sure it's not apologizing for everything you do. There is things that you need to apologize.
Like what? Give me an example.
And you said it's a man's world. Be a man and apologize. Definitely.
Yes, as I'm telling you. Those leftists, they apologize for everything.
Not for everything.
Everything.
But sometimes you need to take responsibility. You can't run from responsibility all your life.
No. You can take responsibility.
You just said nothing happened.
You can take responsibility in your heart.
In your heart.
The way I see it. Anyway, good morning to you guys. The time is now 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. And we're here in the studio, in the air-conditioned studio. My name is Roy Peretz. And with me here is my loyal friend, Mr. Liel Rimon. both of us together are Liverpool supporters, as you know.
Tell me something. Yeah. What is better? Very hot or very cold?
Very cold.
Very cold is better. And guys, if you don't know Roy is a guy that's feeling very comfortable in
yeah, but now you're talking about
weather.
My times in the desert. So I'm telling you now, very cold is good because when it's so hot, you don't have anything to take off but your skin. I mean, this is sometimes you can go, that's it, I can't. If you got air condition, who cares?
You spoke yesterday about the Bika.
Yeah.
Bikata Yarden, yes. In Israel, the yes. Jordan
Valley. Yeah.
One of the hottest places in the world. It's
especially the Dead Sea. Yeah.
And funny enough, there's a lot of army bases that are doing exercise and doing all this, what you call it, in the army when you're training.
Yeah, training.
I was there for training 3 months between July and October.
Yeah.
And that was unpleasant. First of all, half of the days you can't even train.
Exactly,
you can't do anything.
Exactly. And it's a scorching heat.
But I remember, it's much drier than the heat that you have on the beach. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. I remember that the only thing that we could is to go to the kitchen and sit inside the freezer.
Here you go.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, when it's too cold, you take another jacket, you make
a
plan.
In the end, you'll get yourself warm.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been in like minus 60, but I was in minus 17 in Cincinnati, 1999. And I was watched my espresso freeze in my hand. So yeah, that was quite a horrible experience, but I like heat, I like the weather, hot. I mean, summer is my time where I shine, but
I think my biggest fear is cold.
Mine is woman. 0618951019, that's our telegram number. 34519, that's our SMS. It'll cost you $1.50. So come join us to the conversation. I would say this is a man's world. And I'm not joking when I'm saying it's a man's world. And I'm not the first one that says this is a man's world.
Who else said it?
Let me show you.
Give me an example.
No, I will give you a big example. Thank you for staying with us. You're back onto our show. It's basically only the two of us left here. We're two lonely guys here in the studio. Yeah. Myself, Roy Perez, and Liel Rimon. It's 10:22. And 9:22. Why do I'm running 1 hour forward?
You're thinking about Europe. They're gonna change the.
Yeah.
They're gonna change the clock next and this weekend.
This weekend.
It's gonna be 1 hour ahead of us in Israel. 2 hours
In Israel, it's gonna be same time, and in the UK, it's gonna be 2 hours behind us.
No, now it's same time.
No, in Israel, it's always winter.
In the winter.
Yeah. Winter.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. In Israel, it's same time and.
And Europe's 2 hours behind us.
2 hours behind us.
Yeah. So, I wanted to talk little bit of, into our business. Many people are asking me, why do people deal with secondhand? Why is good secondhand? So, let's talk, Liel. Why would you buy? What is the reason of a person buying, a secondhand, let's say car?
Yeah, there's plenty of reasons.
What is a good reason?
A good reason.
Yeah.
First of all, the value for money, for what you get. You get basically the same thing for a car that's been already bought and sold. If it's in a good condition, you will get it for much less than a new car. It's worth your while. Definitely.
There's something sexy in buying it from the shop. Brand new, smells new, and no one have ever touched it. But it's all something that the salesman trying to sell you. Now we're getting closer to the time where most of people getting bonuses and most of people getting, they got to feel like spending a little bit. It's summer. I'm going to go to holiday. I'm going to drive my new car and holiday. Like I said before, and I'm going to say again, a new car will stick to you. The feel of a new car, it's about 3 months. After 3 months, you still have to pay the car. Try not to replace your car in those dire times. The times are not really great now. And if you can stretch your car for another year, please do that. If you can't, stretch it for as long as possible. then don't buy in the hottest season. The hottest season would be this month, still about February. It's the hottest season of vehicle. Try to buy it somewhere around March, April, May, when people don't go holiday. Too much holidays, or they finish their money. The bonus money is finished.
So when the car dealers need money.
I would say always buy secondhand. Why you buy secondhand? Because when you buy a new car, yes, it's nice to drive a brand new car, but don't forget that new car's got a lot of snags too. If you buy a 1-year-old car, it will save you, I believe, about 30% of the price, and it's still the same car. Maybe you got 10,000 kilometers. What's the difference of 10,000 kilometers? You drive to Cape Town 4 times, 10,000 kilometers. I mean, that's the way I see it.
A lot of people say the convenience. They don't care if it's a new car or not. It's not about the smell or about the feeling or about, it's convenient to go into a dealership, sign a contract. They take 10,000 rand off your account every month and you drive a car and you know you can bring it there to fix, to service.
But you can do it with a second-hand car as well. You can buy it, you don't have to buy a 100-year-old car. You buy just a two-year-old car and it's still a current model. You drive it, it's still shiny, it's still beautiful, it still drives the same. I don't see much of a difference between a brand new and a slightly second-hand car. Number one. Number two, you're talking about, I mean, it's really very sexy to buy new stuff.
I think that people are very, people are strict. Most of people want their car to be their own. They don't like that someone else is driving the car. It's very possession.
Really?
I think so.
Most of people, you say, don't mind losing a lot of money when the time has come to sell it.
If that's the, I don't know, but if that's the case.
You know, basically people don't pay attention, but the agencies will put us into some sort of a trap.
Yeah.
The trap will be, let's say you're buying a car. I'm gonna discredit any car. I'm not gonna credit any car. But let's say you buy a car that is not the best value in the market. All right. Let's say. And when you buy that particular car, it's a great car. I mean, it goes nice, whatever, but you know, you got cars that sells very quickly. Toyota. I have to say. And the rest. Let's call it the rest. Now you buy one of the rest cars, which is really beautiful, and you got all the ins and outs and all the buttons or whatever. You drive it, but the only place you'll be able to sell it is back to the same agency. So they give you an okay price as a trade-in. That's how they trap you. They trade-in your old car, which is in a decent, in a better price than anybody else will be able to trade it in. Yep. And they shove you a new of the same car. And everybody, you'll see somebody driving, I don't want to mention vehicles, but let's say somebody's driving an Audi, always drives their Audi, and you say to him, do you like Audi? He said, no, but they give me a good credit, they give me a good, trading
good
value. Or Opel for that matter, doesn't matter. Yeah, they give you a good trading value. That's why you're continuing buying that particular vehicle, that particular brand. And that's why I don't really like buying new. You're buying new, you basically put yourself into, you open yourself into that, you're losing so much money. Even the guys that really don't mind the losing money, they still say, yo, you know what? I can't believe it. I'm losing 30% a year. On a new vehicle, you will lose 30% a year. 30% of 300,000, 100,000 rand.
Yeah.
You're going to lose in 1 year, 90,000 rand in 1 year. This is crazy. For what? So people say, no, I'm buying new vehicle cause the motoplane. That's a new thing. Now, motoplane is an invention of the, for my opinion. I mean, you have to be a little bit of an idiot not to open your mind and say, hold on a second. Motoplane? What is motoplane? When is a new vehicle up to 100,000 kilometers ever really broke up? Really? When? But let's say it did. It will break in the first 5,000 kilometers. If not, it will continue going. If you take it to normal services, it will continue going. Now, if you're talking about a vehicle, today a new vehicle, you know, if you're looking at the new BMW 320, I think it costs you about 700,000 rands. This is not a joke.
That's crazy.
Now, if you want to lose 30%, if you want to lose 30%, it's 700,000 rands, 210,000 rands. Can you afford 210,000 rands over and above your monthly payments? Now you're paying monthly payments, huge monthly payments. I don't know how much. It's going to be really big money. Now you have to still put on top of that another 20 grand a month that you're losing on the valuation of the vehicle, which is quite a bit of money. All I'm saying is, guys, it's not a financial show, but open your ears. and see why you must not buy brand new. The whole idea of secondhand is bringing you, if you've got good secondhand agency, bringing you something which looks like new, works like new, pay less. The idea of the motorplane came out, if you think that you're going to lose 200,000 rands in 1 year.
If I'll tell you now that
for the next 5 years, you're not going to spend that money on repairs. There's no way. There's no way you will. And you can buy a 3-year-old vehicle for 200,000 rands, but you're going to lose for the brand new vehicle.
No, but if you give to anybody this equation, he will think about it and see that it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense, but still people do it. You know why? It's sexy.
I don't know. I think they tell more about the convenience and the ability.
Yeah, yeah. They tell the wife, you know what? I'm relaxed for 5 years. I've got my motor plan. I'm not worried anymore. What are you talking about? You know, after 2 years, I mean, you had enough of this car. You want to change it to another car. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. We like to drive new things or another things, not new things as new, another things. And, I played the song, This is a Man's World before. It is a man's world. We like toys. A man is a little kid, you know, always stays a little kid. I mean, otherwise, why would we listen to our wives? But, so this is when it comes to vehicles. When it comes to jewelry.
Nah, that's much easier.
It's much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to one of the big brands, you go to Sandton City, you want to shop. It's so sexy. You go with your new girlfriend or with your new fiance and you choose a ring. Wow. You go to one of the big shops and you look at them and say, yo, this one carat diamond, I'm going to spend like 150,000 rands. Hey, brother, you go to one of the secondhand shops or you go and buy that particular diamond and make a ring, it will cost you 40,000. Why? Or 50,000? Why are you going to add another 100,000? What is the reason? Leah, give me a reason. Give me a clever reason,
The only reason is not so clever. The only reason is the ability and the convenience. When you go in to take your wife to the shopping center, she see jewelry shops and she see a ring that she like. You don't think above that. You don't think beyond that. You try to get this ring. If you can, if you can't, you try. Maybe you go to the pawn shop even to take a loan to go and buy from the shop brand new.
That's crazy. That's crazy,
but people do it. I did it before for people.
You know, sometimes we sit with stock that I don't think all the shops in the whole of South Africa have.
But let me tell you why to buy a second hand, especially if it's jewelry, will be much, much cheaper. We're talking sometimes 20% off the price, 80%.
Not 20% off.
80% off.
Yeah, 80% off the price.
80% off.
At 20%. If it's 100, you'll pay 20.
Yes,
yeah.
You'll pay fifth of the price when you come to us. Yeah. And there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons, especially the work. The work is something that a jeweler pay a lot on and charge a lot on. And that's something that we take out of the equation.
To maintain this crazy.
That's a lot of things, not only the work, but on the work, they're making a lot of money and they're charging a lot of money. And that's something that we don't need to charge you at all. So we're taking it off the picture. Second of all, the materials of the jewelry we're getting for much, much, much less.
Definitely.
So we're selling it to you for much less. Third of all, the upmarket, the money that's the jewelers put on top of the cost, it's huge.
Because they have to maintain a huge shop in Sandton, in Killarney, or wherever they are. It costs them a lot of money, which I understood. And they've got big staff. They have to maintain the staff. It's quite a complex situation.
Yeah.
I don't see a reason why a person must go to buy new.
If he will know the prices, if anybody will know the prices that you can buy stuff, there is no reason whatsoever to go and buy it in like we said, five times
the price.
I'm
sure there's places where you can go into the internet and ask for second-hand jewelry. I'm sure.
And it's getting more and more. People getting more and more knowledgeable. It's on the internet. It's easy to reach. It's easy to see. And you can find whatever you want on
especially,
the internet.
Especially, I mean, in the internet, I mean, I don't trust 100% the internet. But what I do is, I look at the internet, I surf, and then I go see the item.
Yes.
With my hands, touch it, feel it. If you like it, you buy it. You don't like it, you don't buy it. Today, I mean, if we consider ourselves, I mean, we've got such a large variety, and we're busy putting a website up for jewelry. Now, I believe we have much bigger, huge stock. If you're looking at the stock that most of the big brands have in the centers, we've got bigger stock than they've got kilograms of diamond infested jewelry. We got, from old brands, we've got from the biggest brands like Cartier, Tiffany & Co. and all those, we've got stuff like that. And we've got the normal, your local brands. Why to pay 200,000, 300,000, 400,500 rands for something you can get for much, much, much less. So this is what we're going to discuss next hour about some watches, next 30 minutes about some watches, etc. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you something. Why would you buy something that is expensive, crazy expensive?
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Thank you for staying with us. And we were talking about, hopefully you like it. We were talking about, you got some advertising.
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to advertise today?
Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper have these pocket saving sweet deals just for you, Roy. Just for you.
Just for me?
Just for you.
All right.
And for the rest of our listeners, but just for them.
All right.
Pick and Pay Kosher Chicken for $79.99 per kilo.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Pick and Pay Fish Minced Hake is a very low $129.99 rand per kilo. Fries hot dog is just $29.99 rand.
Wow.
Fries chicken schnitzel for 39 rand. Pick and Pay apple tart 20 centimeters only 32 rands. Catch this and many more special in store. The specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot.
Oh, all right. So Pick and Pay. If you have anything else, no. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
All right. So I was. How nice was this song?
Very nice.
I think the brilliant, the blue, really, really amazing. Anyway,
do you like boy bands, right?
Don't start.
They're boy bands. I'm not. Why you think I'm? Okay, never mind.
Why you think? Because it's you. 061-895-1019. SMS 34519 will cost you $1.50. The time is now 20 minutes to 10 or 19 minutes to 10. And, we're going to continue discussing why would you spend more money? Listen, those are not great times. I mean, needless to say, it's not great times. Our country is going through a dip. And until it's going to be better, if it's going to be better, we'll have to take care of our number one asset, which is our cash. And how do you take care of cash? The number one way is, the biggest mitzvah you can do is not to spend it so easy. Yeah, there's a lot of people waiting. There's a lot of companies waiting there to splash your cash because they need it. And they're going to offer you all that kind of great, great offers. And if you don't need it, don't buy. One of the most cleverest women I know, Benke Banev, Susie Orman, she said that if you want to find where your overdraft is, look in your garage. Open all the stuff that you bought that you really don't need. That's where your overdraft is. As a pawn shop, I know that the first thing, you can walk to every pawn shop and you can see the number one thing you see there, and no one buys it, by the way, is the TV products.
There?
The TV products, as seen on TV. So people, they call it the impulse 90s. Buy. That's the impulse buy. Yeah. When you spend money, very 90s?
90s, it started to be all the channels on TV, so there was as seen on TV, and people were watching it the whole night because it was something new. I don't know if people buy so much from ads from TV, not in South Africa.
Yes, they do.
Maybe in America, they got some channels that they sell in.
America is crazy, but some people are addicted to it, yeah, same exactly. as addicted to. But anyway, you'll you'll find people still buy them. You see, the pawn shops are full of those Jinsu knives and the wonder things that make you thin.
Electrify your stomach. And
yeah. You'll find them, and the pots that makes whatever. You'll find them. If you don't need it, don't buy. If you don't need it, don't buy. If you need it, buy. I'm not saying don't, but if you don't need it, please don't buy. And we're coming back to jewelry. So jewelry is a very, it can be a not a bad investment if you buy it in the right price.
Mm.
But if you go into the major shops and you buy it, obviously, retail, you know, the markups are so big.
You pay retail. If you pay retail, don't expect ever to get anything close to what you pay for, because it's available. You can go
first of all, you got the 15% of VAT. First of all, VAT. VAT is a major player in the whole idea here. So VAT, everybody is deducting VAT. So I will deduct VAT if I sell it to the manufacturer. The manufacturer will deduct VAT will deduct my VAT and will add VAT when he sells it to. So basically, no one's paying VAT until the last person. The last person will pay VAT proper, and that's it. So your VAT, it's 15%. So even on a motor vehicle, if a motor vehicle costs 100,000, it costs actually 115, and 15,000 rands go to government. When you retain this, when you want to sell that motor vehicle the next day, it's 15.
It'll be 100,000. Yeah.
There'll be 100,000. So 15 grand is already gone. 15% is a lot of money in any language. This is number one. You got the VAT thing. Over and above that, somebody has to pay his light, his water, his staff, his wife, his ex-wife,
his girlfriend, his other girlfriend,
sometimes his boyfriend. You can never know. And somebody has to pay that for him to drive a fancy car. So normally it's you. I really would like you guys to put your mind down and put your mind to it and stop buying things you don't need. If you need it, try to see if you can get it cheaper. It's nothing wrong with it. You know, my wife used to get upset with me when I used to stand in Edgar's and say, can I get a discount? And she said, how can you ask a discount in Edgar's? And I used to get a discount. If you don't ask, you're definitely not going to get. Try it, guys. It might work for you. I'm telling you.
To Pick and Pay and let's see what you can do.
I never tried in Pick and Pay, but you know what? I will try. And lately I can actually ask for an old man discount.
Oh.
By the way, do you know Spa gives like 5% if you're old?
Very old.
Not very old, like 65.
Nah.
What, no?
I don't believe so.
I'm telling you.
Seriously?
I'm telling you. I always say, when you give, as a joke, when you give discount for senior citizens, and they say, how senior are you?
So, if you are, if Roy asks, they're gonna try to get out of it. But
they give like 5% or something, which is money.
That's very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah, I think it's,
makes sense. Listen, it makes sense and it's important.
It makes sense because we have to help, our senior citizens.
Yes.
And, those people, many of them stopped working. Many of them don't have where to work. And why not bend a little bit. I mean, make an effort.
Definitely.
Try to help. Yeah. 0618951019. The time is now, what is it? 10:47 and 9:47. What's wrong with me?
What the time? 9:47.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've got idea for spa.
Okay.
Okay. When Roy come, charge him 5% extra.
Then deduct him because he's an old man.
No, deduct.
But,
that's where you can get your money.
All right. So we've got that one covered more or less. If you've got any questions, guys, please let us know. So we've got here,
another couple of things. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. We've got a telegram saying, and what's with watches? They know that we like watches.
Yeah.
Swiss watches are the only watch that I think a person should buy if you buy it. It's not a watch anymore. A watch, the best watch you got on your cell phone today. It's not a matter of finding the time.
That's a piece of jewelry. It's what we call a timepiece. Yeah.
It's a timepiece. It's a piece of jewelry. If you buy it at the right price, you'll be able to at least maintain this price for many years. Those watches do not go off like it becomes a bad watch. You buy a Rolex, a Bulgari, a Cartier, a Patek, Breitling, Tags. If you buy a decent watch for a decent price, I mean, I do believe that you can sell it any time. Or you maybe lose 20% or something, but you know, you used it, so it's fine. Otherwise, you go to the same person you use. The nice thing about places like ours is that you buy a watch for me after 2 years, you had enough of it, you bring it back. You just add a couple of bucks, you get another watch. You understand? Like, where do you get a tag here, watch, from 3,000 rands? Where? In the whole world, where? Except by us. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. You go to the shop, they're talking 30,000 rands, 40,000 rands for a tag. That we can sell it from 3,000-4,000 rands.
Yes, the guy that got my tag got it for free, but so I don't know.
Yeah, but he put a gun into your head.
Whatever you need to do.
He got it very, very good. A bargain.
Yeah, but otherwise, without a gun, you can't get it cheaper and then by us, definitely.
No, another thing, a guy will go and buy a beautiful Seiko, and I've got nothing against Seiko. Wonderful watches, Seiko, Citizen, I don't know, Hallmark.
Fossil,
beautiful. Fossil, beautiful watches. They're good watches. They run forever. Some of them are actually better than as a watch, as a wristwatch. They'll be better than Swiss watches, but they don't hold price. Meaning you cannot go to a second-hand shop, take your watch and say, give me money.
But they're not expensive to begin with. There is a couple like Citizen that costs...
What? 5,000, 6,000. But that 6,000 you throw away.
No, definitely.
You throw it away.
But a lot of other watches that are not Swiss watches or are more fashion watches than watches you can buy even for 10,000, 15,000 and they're worth nothing.
Yeah.
They don't keep the value. They're more fashion watches. They are not timepieces.
Yeah. Timepiece is something that's Marcus's timepiece is comes from a brand which is known, obviously Rolex. You know, Rolex today is one of the most number one brand in the world, or something like that, or one of the most recognizable brands in the world. One of the most known brands in the world is Rolex. So if somebody buys a Rolex, there's two kinds of Rolex. Don't make mistake. The one Rolex is very, very sellable is the Oyster Perpetual. The other one is the Cellini. And the Cellini is a great, beautiful looking watch, but it's more of a classic and the selling price of that Cellini will not be as, it doesn't maintain a price like the Oyster Perpetual. So, and the old Rolex is selling great. Today, list price of a Rolex, like a brand new Rolex. It's the only thing that I must say, that a brand new Rolex today, if you want to buy Daytona, you actually have to add on the normal price. So if you got the list price of 11,000 or 12,000 US dollars, you'll have to pay another 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 US dollars to get
an old one.
To get the same one. You have to skip the list, to skip the because there's a waiting list, to skip the list. Yeah. We're gonna come back to you in about a second. After we're gonna play something here that I would like you to listen. Come back after that. Eh? What do you say? Come back after that? Yeah.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And, we're just gonna say our goodbyes. Say our goodbyes. Our telegram numbers are 0618951019. SMS to 34519. Our telephone numbers 010-140-3020. I don't know what's after us. I think it should be the Yiddish show, but I haven't seen anybody in yet, so. Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Achves.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Oy vey. This weekend is the first weekend after the Chagim. No Chagim, no nothing, no holidays. This weekend. This coming weekend is the first weekend. I don't know what to do without Chagim.
Do you want some matzah? Maybe
you want some matzah, some candle, some knedelach.
Knedelach, yeah.
Whatever. It's Chagim. I like
it. We have to maintain the stomach. I mean, we picked it up. We have to maintain the stomach. We made all the Chagim.
Yeah.
So what can I wish you? We can't wish you a Chag Sameach, so we're going to wish you a great, great, great weekend. I wish you all the best that the world can give, and I want you to take care of yourselves and make sure that everybody else around you is happy
and safe.
And safe. Don't forget, silly season is here, it's knocking on the door. If you're driving in the car, if you are at your homes, make sure, don't forget to lock your doors. Make sure you're not walking around with fancy items on yourselves. Make sure that if you drive, you lock your doors. Make sure that no one is following you before you enter your neighborhood.
Look around. Every time you stop in a robot, guys, look in your mirrors. Look around who is around you. Just be aware of your surrounding and be more vigilant.
Don't keep bags next to you. Put it in your boot. Make sure if
even
it's far from the eye.
Keep cell phones in your pockets.
Yeah.
Nothing visible.
Have a lovely weekend. For me, for Roy Peretz and Liel Rimon, have a great, great, great weekend. And just to say goodbye to you, I'm going to put something very crazy from the Animals. The House of the Rising Sun. Ooh. I think it's always good, eh?
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.